Octaver 14, day 28, six tracks from your favourite decade or decades. Well, my favourite decades were the 60s and the 70s. But the more I thought about it, and thought about the 70s being fantastic for music, which they absolutely were, I have to think that my teenage years, which irrespective of music, are always the best years of your life, I believe. When, you know, you were living at high, you were at the age where you were old enough to go to the dancing, in our case, probably at the age of 14, you could start to go to record hops, as they were, which were basically kind of almost impromptu, although regular venues in usually a small hall somewhere in a local community buildings or a scout hall or a church hall or something. And that all kicked off for me about the age of 14, 1964. And from then on, as you got a bit older and you began to do more adult things and started to meet the girls and started to go to the real dancing. In my case, I was a great skater, so I loved going skating. I also swam at that time. I swam for local clubs, so I had so much going on. But what made it even more enjoyable period was the music. The music was just mind-blowing. Everything from T-Rex to Tiny Tim. Most of you out there will never have heard of Tiny Tim. Maybe you actually really don't want to, but anyway. So when I thought about that, and I thought about meeting my baby wife on our first date, getting engaged, met her in the late 68, and by 1970, we got engaged, and by 1971, we were married. So, in my mind, the best out of those two decades, which were fantastic for music of every kind, I thought that those years, 1965 to 1971, were probably the best years. It's not to say it went downhill when I got married, but things do change. You suddenly thrust into being a big, responsible adult, especially if you're a guy. You have to kind of settle down and not really, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so I thought I'd run through for 65 to 71, play six tracks. I've cheated though, I've added one in. So I've started off with Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction, which was 1965. A brilliant track, brilliant track. I'm going to say this about a lot of things. You probably hear this expression a lot, but it really is. And you've got to remember at this time too, there was all kinds of things going on. There was the massive campaign through the Western world for Ban the Bomb, both here in the UK and in the States and in Europe. And this was just one of the many songs that came out with that. But at the same time, you had the flower power going on. I was never a flower power person, but I loved the music. And being a mod, I was kind of halfway there, I suppose. And the stuff that came out from that, and you had stuff like Elvis and the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and, oh my God, all this kind of stuff going on, apart from the UK hits. The strange thing is, not a lot I'm going to play from the UK, but it's only because these were ones that tracks I picked out at random, and I thought, yeah, that kind of represents probably more the era than me personally. So, second up is the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, 1966. I can remember coming out of my swimming training from about 8, 9 o'clock at night, walking along the road, quarter mile to Wee Joke's Cafe in the town, and going in there and getting a hot coffee and a big Kit Kat after my 2 or 3 hours grueling training in the pool. And the Beach Boys had a jukebox, and the Beach Boys was always being played in. and Good Vibrations was probably the most played track on that jukebox. I loved it to bits. Next up, 1967, The Flower Pot Men. The Flower Pot Men. Let's go to San Francisco. Yeah, I guess most people out there have heard this one. And as I said, it was a flower power going on. Peace, man. Ban the bomb. Peace. Don't fight. It's all about love. Yeah. What a great era. Why can't we bring that back? Why can't we bring it back? Let's have it all over again. 1967 again. I've missed 1968 just for my own reasons, my own personal choice. I'm going to play Procol Harum, White or Sherry Pale, because it was so significant to me at the time. This track, it just meant so much when I heard it. I couldn't stop playing it, and so I'm playing it here now. And unfortunately, that's 1967, so 1968 misses out. Just my own personal choices. 1969 next, and Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love. Jefferson Airplane, what a voice that girl had, and just amazing stuff, amazing vocals, amazing group, and to watch them on stage, wow, they were something else. And I've got another, not having got, sorry, I'm jumping now to 1970, and I really wanted to finish on a peaceful note, and what else could you finish on before 1971? But Matthew Southern Comfort with Woodstock. Nothing I have to say about this, but to me, it epitomised what people were all about in that era, what they were trying to do with the world, hopefully change it for the better. People getting together. Woodstock was massive. Woodstock's still massive. You've only got to mention it. And most people know about Woodstock, even though they never went. I didn't go, but I've seen it all. But anyway, that would be the finish, wouldn't it? Six tracks. I'm chucking one in. Simply because 1971, I got married to my wife. And at that time, Tamla Motown Soul was flooding into the UK scene. I'd already been here, of course, well before that. Probably from, my guess would probably be from about 1967, something in that area. But it was really massive in time, and we had Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and the Three Degrees and blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to play this one because simply being a wee bit soppy and a wee bit romantic, Al Green singing Let's Stay Together. Listen to the words, and that's exactly what I was thinking at the time when me and my wife tied the knot. Jumped over the broomstick, crossed the white line. Thanks. And as I said, Tamla and Soul were massive at that time. So finishes off my choice for day 28 of October 14.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. We're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah,
Now my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
I love the colorful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
she's by my excitation. She's by my good, good vibration. She's by my excitation. She's by my good, good vibration. She's by my
good. was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling. Face at first just ghostly, turn the wider shade of pale.
like a cog in something turned.